We're going to be looking at this whole notion of what I'm calling necessary shifts, particularly in light of the fact that we are living in a world of increasing complexity and uncertainty. And all of that seems to be generated and perpetuated by things that are relentlessly changing, accelerating change. And learning how to cope effectively and live a meaningful life really have become vital and central to our everyday existence. We are living in a world that is totally different than the world of our grandparents, and even for some of us, our parents. We could say with Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And dealing with the rapid pace of accelerated change requires that we learn and address very crucial questions and very, very ruthlessly honest questions about ourselves. And so here we have this promise that we've been given by God that we're called to live an abundant life. I'm sure that all of us would agree that the current 21st century culture in which we live, which is rather chaotic and invites a whole measure of challenge to every one of us, hasn't taken God by surprise. As a matter of fact, the prophet Daniel spoke of the fact that in the last days, knowledge would increase, and the result of that would be exactly what we're seeing, men running to and fro, this need to keep up with everything just to sustain a normal life. There's more information that we experience through social media, through television, through newspapers, through radio, and on a daily basis than our grandparents experienced in an entire lifetime. That's the reality of how much has taken place, and it's the reality of what the information age or the digital age created. Now, one of the things you and I need to realize is that the information age, according to all the experts, is over. It ended in 2010. And they went back and looked at the whole notion of where we've come from in the last 50 or 60 years. Well, if we look at the 6,000-year history of life on this planet, the first 5,000 years or so, everything was agrarian or agricultural, is another word. Most people lived off the land. And then there was a 500-year period or so that we've come to call the Industrial Revolution. And that began in Europe. In fact, it began as part of the Renaissance, which actually had its roots not in secular culture. It had its roots in the culture of the Christian church. Most people aren't fully aware of that, and the purpose of what we're covering in this series, we can't get into that. However, suffice it to say that there was a 500-year period that covered what we would know as the Industrial Revolution. So phase one of civilization was an agricultural phase that lasted well over 5,000 years. Phase two was an industrial phase, which led to, as we know, in the late 40s, the computer became something that scientists were talking about. Never did they ever think that the computer would be something that the average person would need on a daily basis, and yet now our cell phones are computers. And that was the birth of the digital age or the information age. That is what the social experts and social scientists called phase three of civilization. Well, ironically, at the beginning of the decade of 2010, they are now saying we are in another phase of civilization, an age, and they're calling it the shift age. So we've gone from phase one, the agricultural phase, phase two, the industrial revolution phase, phase three, the digital age or the information age, and now that's over, and we're now in the shift age. And ironically, what they're saying is that the shift age If you look back at the progression of history, 5,000 some odd years phase one, 500 years phase two, 50 years phase three, they're saying the shift age is only going to last for 10 years. And then what? We don't know. And so